God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to guide us, God's word to strengthen us, God's word to nourish us, comes from the gospel lesson. From the gospel according to St. John, and reading the last verse of the text. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. You know, as you look around the church this morning, the lights are glimmering, but it's totally different from last night. Last night it was dark, darker, and the lights that were glimmering were showing forth all of that light. It's different from last night because many people celebrate Christmas Eve and the opening of gifts and all the wrapping paper and the new gifts strewn around. Christmas morning seems to get lost in the shuffle. Christmas morning is more theological than it is with a cuddly baby to observe and to look at and to behold. Christmas morning. St. John brings about a theological statement, and you got to read it to remember it because it's a little tongue twister. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not understand. And as you look and read and hear those words, it is totally different from the side of Luke. When Luke says that there was born for us today a Savior in the town of Bethlehem. And you will go and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. So what's different between last night and this morning? St. John wants to take us on a journey. Wants to make sure that we know that this baby who was born in Bethlehem is God himself. John wants us to make sure that Jesus came to die for our sins. Because later on in the first chapter, as John the Baptist is standing with some of his disciples, he says, "Look, there is the Son of God." So St. John wants us to understand this on a deeper level than St. Luke. St. John wants us to understand that Jesus is the fountain of God's love. That Jesus came as that baby, and he lived for 33 years, and now he is the one who will die on the cross for the sins of mankind. So St. John wants us to understand this theological point of Jesus being the Word of God, who was with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in the beginning, and now he has become incarnate. It is different for us to understand that the eternal Word has come now as the babe of Bethlehem, as the Christ child who gives light to all mankind. This is the baby that we celebrate. This is the child that we celebrate. This is the Jesus that we celebrate this day and always, our Savior. Because we do need a Savior. We do need one who will redeem us from our sins, because our sins are many. The sins of envy and greed and hostility, the sins of husbands against wives and wives against husbands and children against parents. Sins that we have committed in thought, word, and deed. We need a visible Savior. And St. John takes it another step further from the birth of Jesus to the Jesus, the Savior, the one who dies for all of our sins. And this is amazing that John has taken the time to do this, because he's telling us that Jesus is among us. He is walking around with us. He is forgiving our sins. as Jeremiah said, that God will remember our sins no more. So God forgives us our sins in this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we participate in the sacrament this morning of Christ's body given and Christ's blood shed, Christ himself reaches out, puts his hand on our heads and says, "You are forgiven. Go and sin no more." We hear those words from our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate, the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, as St. John tells us, that we really come to grips with this Savior in John's first chapter of his gospel. He tells us that the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word now came and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and takes us a step further to know what Jesus was doing, to know what Jesus has done, that he has taken the step to redeem us of all our sins. So what are we going to do with this Jesus now that Christmas is over? Well, today is probably the culmination of all celebrations for a number of people. For this afternoon, they will start to pack away all the decorations. They will pick up the crumpled paper that was torn from the packages, put it into the garbage bags and take it out and put it in their trash container. Some people are going to start taking the decorations down from the tree and around the windows and start to pack away the event of Christmas, because it's over with. The celebration is done. It is now time to get together and go on our normal way of living. A normal way without the decorations, without the music, without the crumpled paper, and knowing that that event is done. Many people do that today and tomorrow and the following day. But what does this event tell us? St. John wants us to know that the event of Christmas, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, the life he served, the suffering he endured, and the death that happened to him, and the resurrection of him, is all for us, giving us eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And St. John wants us to know that this event lives on and on and on. It is for us to live with. It is for us to tell others about. It is for us to continue to shine the light of life in the hearts of many. There was an event that happened in Nome, Alaska, on Christmas Day. The church was filled, and the pastor was up in front, and he was beckoning, he was inviting the children to come forward for a children's message. Most of the children came and were sitting down, and he spied another young gal and toward the back of the church, and he continued to make this invitation to that child to come forward. And she nestled up near her father all the more, cuddling in, trying not to be seen. And yet another one of the girls that was sitting there stood up, walked to the back, and as she approached the young lady, the young girl reached out her hand. Without saying anything, the young girl took her hand and they walked up together to the front. And at the conclusion of the children's sermon, they walked back together, hand in hand. This is a point for us to understand that the Gospel of John is to live on and on in our hearts and our minds. And as we go forth today, that we share that message of Jesus. Jesus born as the babe of Bethlehem. Jesus as the suffering servant of God the Father. And Jesus is the one who was crucified. Jesus who rose from the dead. Jesus who gives us life and salvation as we pass that message on to others. In Christ's holy name, amen.